This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a community affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm the director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps. I'm the director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
This is Sexual Assault Prevention Month, and last week we talked about some of those issues and how they can haunt us for years and years until they're resolved. And this week we want to talk about Child Abuse Prevention Month and the effects of sexual abuse and other kinds of abuse on children. And I think you'll agree with me that of all the victims that we see, I think children are the most touching because, you know, I see people coming into our shelter with children and they literally look like they've just come out of a war zone. I mean, they're in shell shock, literally, and from any kind of abuse. And it's really, really sad to see the effects on children. I'm sure you see the same thing.
We do, and I had worked for Child Protective Services for 12 years and saw it from that angle also.
Right. And, you know, these little kids come in and it's really heartbreaking. You know, sexual assault with respect to a child is particularly repugnant. And you and I were both involved in a case here not too long ago where a family came from Ohio. It was in the news and mm-hmm. whatnot. And you want to kind of recap a little bit about what that was about?
Yeah, it was probably 3, maybe going on 4 years ago now. And Department of Social Services in a county locally was involved, and so was Safe Place. And we can speak about this one a little more than you normally can. We can't mention any names, but the parents were both charged criminally and are both in prison, so it's public record. But the family did come from Ohio thinking that they could carry on with their child pornography on the Internet.
This was pornography with their own children.
Yes, yes. And it was, in my 12 years of doing DSS work, it's probably the most profound case of child sexual abuse I ever investigated, in that the mother was involved and had participated. And as long as I've done this work, it actually shocked me, and not too many things can shock me. The mother is also in prison. And it is against the law to participate in anything related to child pornography. If you receive something over your computer, over the Internet, I have never known of a case of anybody just getting some accidentally over the Internet. There's adult porn that people send to you, but child porn, you pretty much have to be looking for it
right
to have access.
And you and I were talking earlier, we've both seen cases where the mother is very defensive of the abuser if it's the father.
Exactly.
And that tends to be the rule rather than the exception, doesn't it?
Oftentimes it's related to financial means. The mother is not working. She cannot support herself, or she's become accustomed to a lifestyle that she could not afford on her own. This is something, sexual abuse of children occurs on any socioeconomic level. So sometimes the higher you're flying, the farther you'll sink. And there have been women who've become mothers who've become very defensive. They don't want to lose their lifestyle.
That's right. And they'll stick up for the abuser. And it's almost, even when that doesn't occur, and the mother suspects that this is going on, she oftentimes will not confront it because she's afraid of those issues that you're just talking about.
Yeah, and oftentimes the mothers of kids who are being sexually assaulted, it happened to them. So that's another thing to think about, is that if it was commonplace for you growing up, you're not as willing to be open-minded and say, "Ooh, I've got to stop it with my own kids."
Right, and there's some implications of dealing with children too about the legal aspects, aren't there?
Yeah, if you're a mom or a grandma or someone who is considered, well, I haven't done this, but you know what's happening, then you will be held liable by law enforcement and DSS if you don't report, if you don't protect.
And in the same vein, a little bit nicer way to end this program, we want to remind everybody that we will, along with a lot of other agencies, will be at Child Fest this weekend, this Saturday, at Pine Bridge, and we'll have a table there, and we're going to share with the Mitchell County and Yancey County folks are going to share a table there, and we invite you to come by and meet some of our staff and pick up some information and materials.
Right, and we're going to both be there and happy to talk with you. But please bear in mind, if you do know of any kind of abuse or neglect that's going on, Sexual abuse, you absolutely are required to report that to DSS and law enforcement. And if you're afraid to do it yourself, if you want to talk to, call our numbers, we'll be happy to report it for you.
Yeah, let's give you some numbers. In Mitchell County, Safe Place is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.